Menards is your electrical headquarters. We carry all the tools and testers you need for any electrical job. Stack up your toolbox with Southwire electrical products today. Right now, save big money on Southwire electrical tools, testers, cable ties, wire, and cable. Shop our huge selection in-store at Menards. Ranked number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
What time is it?
Ba-ba-da-ba.
You're locked into the flagship, an Ole Miss podcast powered by College Corner.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
Get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com.
Welcome into the flagship on this, the Talk of Champions Podcast Network and the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and affiliate of Ole Miss 3. That right there is Ole Miss Athletics Director Keith Carter. Hey, Keith, how are you?
I'm good. What's up, Ben?
Not much, man. What's up in your world? I submitted to my message board that Keith was coming on the podcast, and when you and myself and Jared Ivey sat down to record the Ivy League, Keith says, you know, this is actually a fun podcast experience. And that struck right to the heart, dagger to the heart, because my man's been on this one for so long. So I'll stay out of the way outside this little intro here. I put some questions or just told the Ole Miss Spirit message board, omspirit.com, Philip on 3, the website I write for, that I was podcasting with one Keith Carter in the morning to submit their questions. And they did. So if you want to do the same the next time we have Keith or whoever on next, go to the Ole Miss Spirit, subscribe for just the low price of $1. How is everything going in your world right now, man, before we get started with this?
We're good. Obviously, finished up with spring competition and really kind of gearing up for the fall. We'll get out and do a little vacation in July, which will be nice. But, August will be here. And once August comes, it's football season. So really excited about that and our other fall sports, too. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun and always exciting to get a new year, started. So just getting fired up for that.
Are you one of those people that when you vacation, you want to go and just sit and do nothing? Or do you like to be busy? You know, that's Disney World or the beach, essentially, right? Like if the beach is you go and do nothing, right? Just leave me alone. Disney World, it's a job.
Yeah, we do a little of both. I don't mind vegging out for a little bit. That's always good, but we like to be active too. We are just going to the beach in July. So I guess we'll be doing a little bit of the nothing version of that, but just excited to get away a little bit and recharge. And, as we know that, these jobs are kind of 24/7, 365 anyway, but it'll be nice to, get down there and relax a little bit.
All right. Well, like I said, I put it on the Ole Miss Spirit message board that I was podcasting with Keith. And now I'm just going to jump right into the questions. The first one, I haven't looked at them. I will say that this is my second time looking at this thread on my message board. So if there's a question or two, I don't know what's coming. And I'll let Keith handle it because he's a pro. The first one comes from Nugget Rebel 12. What can you tell the doubting fans that can help us believe Coach Bianco can bounce back after two dismal seasons?
Well, I mean, that's a question that we could have anticipated, right?
Out of the gate, Keith. I mean, right out of the gate.
There you go. No, I think obviously, Coach B's body of work over his career shows that, he's a great coach. He hadn't forgotten how to coach. It's been tough. I mean, the last 2 years have been, I talked a lot on the Rebel Road Trip. I got this question, a few times. And, we have a standard not only at Ole Miss baseball, but we have a standard with Ole Miss athletics. And in the past couple of years in baseball, we just haven't reached that standard. And Mike will be the very first person to tell you that, So I think with some of his thought process, obviously hiring the new pitching coach and, restructuring the staff, responsibilities and those type of things, I think that, we can get there. I do. And I think Mike deserves that opportunity, So, I think it's a big year next year. Obviously, we need to get back to that standard, and we need to be hosting regionals and doing those type of things and making postseason runs. I believe that with some of the changes and some of the new mindset, we can do just that. So, we'll continue to support in a huge way. And, hopefully this, the transfer portal will go well, and, some of the returning guys will continue to get better and better and all those things. But certainly, back to the past 2 years, not what we're looking for, And again, I think Mike would be the first person to tell you that. And we're doing everything we can to get it fixed.
Lane Sane Clown Posse What will the Athletic Foundation do to make parking selection fair in the future for long-time season ticket holders who got shut out of selection this year? Is that been a problem that you've heard on these trips?
Yeah, it's a problem, Ben, because, you know, as we get more people that are interested in Ole Miss, you start the donated dollars start flowing, and we do it on priority points. And so you get priority points, obviously, by giving. And so, you know, we have more people that are coming in. They want to get good priority, so they start donating more, and it ends up pushing some people back. And it's, you know, it's not great, obviously. I don't know that there's a more fair way to do it than doing it on priority points. That's kind of the industry standard and best practice around college athletics. So we'll look at that for sure. Maybe we can find more parking. Maybe there's a way. There may be some other ways around this, because I don't anticipate that, you know, interest is going to slow down. We're going to continue to have people that want to, you know, join in. And obviously, as we have more, you know, students graduate and our alumni grows and those type of things. So we'll continue to look at that. But certainly, you know, I get it when people are frustrated that, you know, I've parked here for the past, you know, 10 years and all of a sudden I'm being pushed to another lot or pushed to even out of parking in general. So that's something we'll continue to assess for sure.
That's got to be one of the biggest nightmares, is the parking puzzle and conundrum at Ole Miss. I mean, because the demand is crazy, but there's not a lot of space. It's not like Ole Miss can grow out very much, you know, like, so that's got to be one of the hardest things you're dealing with on your plate right now. All right. LA Reb 10. Will schools have to schedule another Power Four in football after the reshuffling of conferences, especially when SEC goes to a 9-game schedule?
That's a really good question. One I wish I knew the answer to. You know, I do anticipate that we'll go to 9 games. I think that will happen at some point. We're just working with ESPN on kind of what that could look like. And, you know, Greg and Charlie and Mark Womack and those guys, the league officer, are doing an awesome job with that. As we all know, now we do have the Power Five mandate, you know, outside of the SEC schedule. I'm not sure if that will remain or not. You know, I think there's pros to doing that. Obviously, better games, better viewership and those type of things. But if you go to 9 SEC games and then still have to have a Power Four, A4 game, you know, that's some tough games. You know, that's physically a grind. And, you know, coaches would say that, you know, especially now the teams that make a run in the playoffs, I mean, that's a lot of football to be played against high quality competition. So we'll see what all that looks like. But my hope is that we can have all that kind of, you know, narrowed in and figured out within the next, you know, 6 to 12 months.
Forward Rebel, who is in line to replace USC, if anyone, on the 25 schedule, or is it a sign that the SEC will go to 9 games next year?
I don't think we will go to 9 games next year. I think 25 would be likely 8 games. I think 26 would probably be the first year that we would, you know, potentially go to 9 games. We are looking at Eric Wood, our new senior deputy athletics director, who oversees football and external. He's working really hard on our schedule right now to kind of plug some holes, and really don't have a lot to report on that just yet. But I do think we'll have some matchups that will come to fruition here, you know, pretty shortly.
Madge Pat Mack asked, would you consider the use of an outside consulting firm to evaluate when you're talking about the athletic department and cost savings, trying to find cost saving opportunities? Have y'all thought about doing that? Because you mentioned that earlier. Just trying to find ways to save money.
Well, you know, it's an interesting question, because if we're going to hire a consultant, we're going to have to pay them money. You know, so therefore we're saving money. But yes, I mean, certainly all those options are on the table. I think that, you know, we're going to start internally first. And, you know, we got some really smart people here that understand our budget, understand, you know, have a lot of institutional knowledge. With the athletics department and campus. And so we've got some great resources internally. I think we, you know, again, I just left the meeting talking about some of this and getting that conversation started. I think we've got some great ideas to get started with. But yeah, you never know. I mean, there's a chance we might need some help, you know, outside of Ole Miss. And if that's the case, then we'll certainly go get it.
Fairhope Reb wants to know, has the season ending evaluation of the tennis programs occurred? And because we haven't been as competitive as previously. So have they been completed? And if so, what came of those?
Yep, we had those meetings. All of our end of the year meetings have happened. Obviously, we just finished up track out in Eugene with Coach Connie and Shannon Singletary has spoken with her. So we're done with all of our, you know, kind of postseason evaluations, discussions. And again, you know, we mentioned, you know, a few of our spring sports that didn't play as well. And you know, our tennises are struggling a little bit right now. So we got to get better. And that message was reiterated to the coaches. And we'll continue to work on that. But, you know, we know that there's a rich history in tennis, both on the men's side and the women's side. And again, that standard that we talked about, we've got to meet that.
Pretty much every dog lover knows our sweet pups are absolutely a member of the family. I know my Rosie sure is. And you wouldn't feed your spouse or partner or your kids just any old thing. What they're putting in their bodies matters. And it's not any different for man's best friend. And that's where Superfood Complete from Badlands Ranch comes in. Actor Katherine Heigl came up with Superfood Complete as the best way to make sure your dog gets all the nutrients and superfoods vital to their health. Badlands Ranch also supports the Jason DeBus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. My Rosie recently started on her Badlands Superfood diet, and let me tell you, we're never going back. It's fast and easy to prepare and serve, but even more, it's delicious, apparently. I haven't tried it myself, of course, but she can't seem to get enough. We've already ordered more. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. That's BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. And order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC today.
CW987. He said he talked with Dead Soxy at the Corinth Rebel Road trip, and if they make his high knee socks, speaking of Keith, it was this person's idea. So he wanted you to know that. But also, my question is, when do you think that the SEC and Big Ten break away to have two super conferences, if you think that's a possibility, and does that benefit, hurt Ole Miss?
You know, there's obviously been a lot of discussion about, you know, what the college model is going to look like, and certainly the SEC and the Big Ten are huge players in that. And, you know, there's been talk about, you know, some of the conversations that the two leagues have been having as we kind of, you know, shape where we're going. I don't anticipate that changing. I think both leagues will still be, you know, decision makers and in kind of helping, you know, shape the narrative of that. But I don't know about a super conference. You know, I don't know if that's going to happen in the short term. You know, I think with the House settlement, we'll be, you know, kind of locked in really for kind of a 10-year period based on that settlement. And so I think that's going to involve all the A4, you know, the SEC, obviously Big Ten, ACC, and Big 12. I think all of those are going to be pretty much locked into that. So we'll see. I mean, this thing, Ben, is changing by the minute, you know, and so we'll continue to monitor that and be at the table, you know, with the SEC, but we'll see where all that shakes out.
Well, see, that goes straight perfectly into this next question. Ole Miss 38, it's a long question, so I'll summarize really. The impending NCAA lawsuit and how it's affecting how athletic departments, not just hire, fire coaches, assistant coaches, go and search like that, but how has that affected the day-to-day operation and that uncertainty, and how do you anticipate that being different, you know, this time next year? Because like you said, every day is seemingly something new with this stuff. So that part of it, I mean, the way we used to cover and listen and follow and you in the process of hiring coaches and firing coaches and doing all the things has changed completely because of this. And also lawsuits pending and stuff like that. It's bizarre.
It is. It is. And we actually had a head coaches meeting this past Monday to really just talk about the state of college athletics, both globally, kind of nationally, what that looks like and the House settlement and, you know, a lot of the moving parts there, but then also how that looks here on campus at Ole Miss and how we're kind of, you know, right here at home trying to solve problems and those type of things. And so we had a very candid conversation about how, you know, obviously we're going to continue to resource. We want to win at a high level. We want to, you know, support our student athletes and coaches. But at the same time, we need their help, you know, as we start trying to find, you know, $25 million, you know, with additional revenues and cutting some costs and, you know, tightening the belt a little bit. So we had that conversation, and I think that they were very receptive to that. They understand that times are changing and that, you know, really the way they do things may not look like the way they've always done things. And the same thing here in the department. So we're looking at all that. And, you know, I think the House settlement, when it finally does get settled, you know, after the first of the year, will help, you know, kind of, again, shape that narrative of what some of that looks like. But I think athletics is going to look a lot different just from an administrative standpoint. My hope is that, one, we don't have to take opportunities away from student athletes like by cutting sports or those type of things. But two, that those same student athletes don't really see a difference. You know, even though we're having to do things differently administratively, coaches are doing things differently. We want our student athletes to have an unbelievable experience and we want them to feel like they have the resources to win championships. So that's our goal.
My buddy loves Oxford. I think Keith knows him too. Number one, what would the economic ramifications of expanding the SEC by two or more teams be?
You know, obviously by adding the two teams that are coming in this year, Texas and Oklahoma, that was huge, both from a branding and optically. But the thing that the commissioner and Charlie and those guys did when they did the ESPN ABC contract was they allowed for two additional teams to come in with the same amount of revenue, you know, coming in for those teams. We don't have to share our revenue to add those teams, basically. Ole Miss doesn't. It would be interesting to see what brands are left out there that would really grow the SEC, you know, to expand the footprint or expand the brand or those type of things. I'm not sure there's a lot out there, you know, at the current time. And so I think Greg would be very careful, you know, as you make those decisions. There's some out there for sure that might make some sense. I think, you know, geography is very important. I don't think we want to go bring in a team from the West Coast or the Northeast. You know, we want to stay in our southeastern geography here. And so we'll see how all that works. But I don't think adding teams right now is an imminent thing. I think we're in a good shape with where we are and trying to solve problems with the 16, you know, obviously institutions we have.
16. As someone who's looking at the old Daily Journal framed of Eli beating Alabama in 2001. All right. 16, it's just, okay. Number two from Love Oxford, is there a buyout component in Lane's contract, as in if an NFL team were to want him, or is the buyout strictly college-related?
That one, we don't really get into details on buyouts. That's kind of my one thing that we don't share a lot about. There are buyout provisions. You've tried on that one over the years. But, you know, that's one of the things that we do have strong buyout language in there. There are some outs for the coaches in that, but I don't really want to get into all that.
Number three, what does Keith deem to be the value of playing a game or two every year or two in a location that is accessible for Rebels who live in South Mississippi or across that region, ranging from the Florida Panhandle to New Orleans? We talked about that before, too, playing in Tulane, playing in Biloxi, wherever it might be.
Yeah, I think that's great. You know, Coach Beard played on the coast last year, played Southern Miss. I think they're going to do that again this year in basketball. I know I've gotten asked a lot about playing down there for baseball, and I think that's always good. You know, we've had Tulane kind of as a regular away opponent over the years. I don't know if that's going to be feasible moving forward, but I do think getting down to South Mississippi in that area is super important. We were down there for the Rebel road trip. We were in Hattiesburg and then also Biloxi as well. It's awesome getting down there. We got some great Rebels down there and they come out. I mean, when we play down there, they support. So we'll continue to look at that for sure.
All right. One of the last ones from Home Plate: under the new revenue sharing regulations going forward, will the NIL be under the umbrella of the university, athletics department, or the foundation? I love that question.
Yeah, it's a good question. It'll be under the athletics department. The rev share will come directly from the athletics department. The athletics foundation will be a huge component of that, as fundraised dollars will be shifted over to help, you know, handle some of those obligations. The Grove Collective and what that looks like will continue to be a piece of it. Walker and his team, we don't know if you know, that group would be pulled in-house or contract with them as a third party, but we know they do a great job. We know that they obviously have the institutional knowledge and the background to continue to help us through the process. So I think all three of those will play a huge part, but the money will directly flow from the athletics department in the new rev share.
Show up, show out. What can long-term regular donors expect when the CGAs expire?
Well, we'll have what that means. Yeah, so the capital gift agreements, I believe they have one more year left from their 10-year window. And so they'll be up for renewal. We'll come out with some education on that probably here pretty soon. We'll have a little different model as we move forward. Obviously, you know, revenue is a huge component of all this. You know, we got to continue to, you know, have the support of our donors, both, you know, from an annual fund standpoint, which is your donations for ticketing and parking and those type of things. And then the major gifts too. So, that's a great question. It's very timely, as we will have some information coming out on that pretty soon.
And last one from TY03: over the next 5 years, how does Ole Miss balance the need to improve Vaught Hemingway Stadium against the NIL obligations and all those things, essentially is what he's asking. Because that's a good question, too. Y'all canceled the – or not cancel, but indefinitely postpone bought Hemingway, Swayze, whatever it might be. So in that vein then, you know, like how do you weigh that out as you're projecting long-term planning, right, to where we want to do this eventually, or is that impossible right now?
I think it's impossible for the next couple of years. I mean, anything of that magnitude on that scale, anytime you're talking – you know, 30 to 50 to even, you know, the stadium was 300 million, you know, I mean, I think we're going to continue to press pause on those things. We've got to continue to think about how we improve though. We can't look up in 5 years and we're just way behind and we got to continue to do those things. We're trying to figure out creative revenue sources, whether that's with some public private partnerships, you know, could that be a possibility with some of our facilities? We're exploring some of that. And so I think that that's going to be the key moving forward is that we just got to get really creative on all of those revenue streams. What is important, you know, what facilities do we need to upgrade? I mean, the stadium is one that absolutely we need to do some major work in there at some point, and we know that. And so we'll continue to try to balance all this. But I think in the next 12 to 24 months, figuring out the rev share, how we're going to fund that, how we can continue to, you know, keep all of our sports, keep our coaches, those type of things. That's probably the priority with those facilities a little bit on the back burner right now, but we know where they are and we'll come back to them at some point.
How much do you need to name it Ben Garrett Stadium? How much do I have to pay you? Realistically.
Let me get with our foundation and I'll get you a proposal.
When I found out for a buddy, true, not just saying I got a friend who wanted to know, I really found out for a friend how much you got to pay to get to the top of the wait list for boxes right now?
Yeah.
Holy cow. Oh, there's excitement, but also with Keith, you hear all the other things. It's not just all the fun. Yeah. We're all excited about seeing Ole Miss in 2024 and football and paying attention to it, but also hard decisions need to be made and balancing and just a future and clouded future that not many know what's going on. He's Keith Carter, Ole Miss Athletics Director. Thank you for doing this, my friend. You're always the best. I appreciate it. We'll do it again.
Yep, enjoyed it.